Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, a book that offers a view of universal energy and how to align to this highest source of intelligence and universal love to utilize your inner soul wisdom and manifest a successful life experience, both personally and collectively. If you would like help in beginning your own self-investigation of healing, intuition, universal laws of energy, to look, feel, and act as a higher version of yourself, please go to my website, CherylGlick.com, and feel free to contact me. Today I am delighted to welcome Betsy Whitfield. Betsy has been hosting a meditation group in Dallas, Texas since 1985. She is a writer for Share International magazine on subjects revolving around the awareness of the interconnectedness and interdependence of all people and the importance of that awareness for the future of humanity. Hello, Betsy, and welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl, and I'm happy to be here.
And, you know, Betsy, as people who listen to Healing From Within are well aware, each show offers ideas and views by authors and leaders in the metaphysical field of science, spirituality, and religion, education, the arts, music, to find a collective worldwide way to deal with what is happening during this time of great spiritual awareness and a new connectedness to ancient philosophies and a way man has always sought to understand who he is, what life is all about, and our connection to how life began. Now, in today's episode of Healing From Within, we will discuss the momentous opportunity based on the choices that are presenting themselves to us right now, and to discover whether we are able to live in peace and ensure a future for humanity to evolve, mature, and understand our potential as spiritual beings to live with universal wisdom and to create heaven on earth. We are aware now of all the serious problems. Terrorists in Paris, the New York City demonstrations against police, resurfacing discrimination, hatred, and prejudice worldwide, but there are still many people working towards establishing a worldwide community based on our highest aspirations for freedom, for a wholesome environment, for purposeful living, and for cooperation. Betsy, it has been my general practice to ask each of my guests to tell us something of their earliest remembrances from childhood. I have found it often becomes clear that our values, our interests, our life plan were evident early on. Can you tell us something about an early memory?
I had a really lovely childhood in the 1950s, as you some people may remember, maybe not. In the 50s, we were coming out of the war years, and there was a tremendous desire for order, for organizing life in a stable way. We believed in the advancements of science, and we were very much becoming a suburban nation in America. And so I'm a product, essentially, of that sort of belief in organizational way of living. And the chaos that we experience today is not something that that I grew up with. And so these memories of stability and orderliness, of interdependence, of living.
Of community, right, Betsy?
Of community.
Of service, of well-being, of caring for all our family, friends, and extending that into the world.
Yes.
I grew up in the same time, and I very much am aware now that young people, the parents and children, have no recollection of this.
This is the work that that I personally am committed to remember for others the way life can be, and to try and encourage people to be calm and to help themselves in whatever way is possible for them to return to a sense of well-being.
So we have to, in all fairness, allow people to be unique and different, as we will be. Mm-hmm. But there are certain practices and behaviors that do not serve us, and we need to help by education. The show is part of that, and every person I have had on this show for the last 5 years, in one way or another, whether they're neurosurgeons, whether they're musicians, actors, teachers, psychologists, whatever field they're in, we're all looking for a way to raise our consciousness to a way to reach out and up with more love and compassion and gratitude for life, and to protect life for the future generations. Yeah, so who are some of the people who have influenced the work you now find yourself involved in? And tell us a little bit more about the work you do.
I spend all of my time when I'm not doing regular, normal things, working to help Share International, which is a group of volunteers all over the world who are trying to make the public aware of the return of the great teachers who have guided humanity from the very beginning on this planet. They have come now as part of their own evolutionary steps, and they, since they are masters in the sense that they have mastered themselves and all experience on planet Earth, they have come to show us, if we are interested in listening, to show us the way through our problems and then how to build a new civilization based on compassion and trust and freedom through the sharing of resources of the planet for all people.
Beautifully said. Now, I think you may have written this, or perhaps Benjamin Cream, who you will tell us about in a minute. I am inspired by the prospect of dialogue pertaining to the essential oneness of humanity, and therefore the essential oneness of the major religious traditions, however diverse their cultural presentation. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us something about that?
Benjamin Krem is an artist living in London who has been in touch with one of these masters and a central postman, if you will, for the return of the masters as presented to the public. He has really done immense work in writing many, many, many books on esoteric subjects, but also the bringing together of all of the traditions that we call religious, all of the economic, social, and political institutions under the umbrella of the unity of all life and the subjective oneness of humanity. We are all brothers and sisters of one humanity, sons and daughters of one God, however you express the word God, the universe, whatever. And so this essential unity and the fact that there is a plan for humanity to develop as a group the essential spirituality, the divine spark that lies within human beings, every single one of us, as potential, but then through meditation and service, we contact that inner divinity and develop the relationship with our own souls. And when we do that, extraordinary things happen in our physical, mental, and emotional lives. And we And we are able to heal, we are able to teach, we are able to know all the experiences that we have had through many past lives, and so we become enlightened. And this essential oneness of humanity is the guarantee that that will be accomplished. The question is, will we destroy the planet and ourselves before that can be accomplished?
Well, I certainly hope that we will not. Now, my new book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, discusses my work as an intuitive healer and medium connecting to these higher masters and this universal plan, and my understanding over the last 20 years of the possibility for all of us to develop a personal communication with this higher universal force of eternal life, and to merge the religions, and to understand if we put all the pieces together, we have the truth about who we are and what life is all about. And it is time, and it is happening now. Now, I went to a book signing by a rabbi, Rabbi Robert Levine, in New York, and this was, oh, I would say, 8 years ago. Well, it suggested, and the title may be, We Are All the Messiah, and we all have the divine spark of universal law and love within our heart essence, which is that divine spark of creation, what holds us together as brothers and sisters in the oneness and unity of life, and to help humanity evolve. So I know you talk about a world teacher, and every religion that may be waiting for one person, but I personally don't think it will come in the form of one leader or one person. I think it will come in the hearts and connections of every person. What do you think about that?
I think it is all connected as part of the interconnectedness of all life. And so when we traditionally think of our one teacher, the Christians expect the Christ, the Jews the Messiah, the Hindus Krishna, and so on, we tend to think of a personality the same way we tend to personalize everything. But in fact, the teacher, whose personal name is Maitreya, that Benjamin Krem talks about, and the head of this group of masters who have come to help us, if we will, is already in us. He is the great teacher who grounds the energy of love on this planet. And so his function is to send that energy of love to everyone on the planet every day.
I think you just made that very, very clear. So Maitreya is the teacher for all humanity, all spiritual traditions, those who have no particular faith. He does not come as a religious leader, but as an educator in the broadest sense. And my personal hope has been, like some of the people in the past, Helena
Blavatsky.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, who lived in the 1800s. It was her job, her work, which she was not able to complete, that is, that religions, which are a form of spirituality or self-improvement and knowing self, will merge together, and then we won't have the need to think this is better than that, or my way is the only way. We will come to know that in the oneness of life, there's hope for such new creation and joy and positive action. So yeah. When will people recognize that this divine quality encompassing all the religions and worldwide belief systems as a wise and loving spiritual leader within ourselves, when are we going to start to be able to see some more of this presenting itself, and how do you think it will present itself in the days ahead?
Well, Share International's sole effort, sole task, as Maitreya has given it to the group, who anyone who volunteers you know, there's no requirements of what have you. But our sole job, if you will, is to simply put this information out, what we have just been talking about, what you have been talking about, to simply let people know. And people will respond in their hearts. And Maitreya can see that response. He will come publicly forward on what we call Declaration Day, when enough people have heard this story, have responded positively to the ideas of the oneness of humanity, that the predominant requirement, the need for people to awaken to the love that they are.
Now, Maitreya, or the concept of this one spiritual teacher within each of us, will reintroduce true Dharma to the world. What is true Dharma?
Truth is true Dharma. It is the reality that exists beyond the veil that we walk behind. It is the fact of the oneness of humanity. It is the fact that to reach God, one serves both God and humanity, that we are gods in training, if you will, because we are divine. We have a heritage that is an inheritance that we are going to inherit. All we have to do is be willing to be the love that we are.
Now, at the time, notable teaching facts that we must be aware of are: there are 10 non-virtuous deeds: killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, divisive speech, abusive speech, idle speech, covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong views. And then you can tell us something about the 10 virtuous deeds that will be forthcoming as we all begin to reach this higher level of consciousness, peace, and harmony within ourselves, without judgment and blame and fear, and find that peace within ourselves. We will act a different way. So what will happen then?
We will love. We will experience the bliss, love, and an energy disclosed us every day. We just have to open the door. It seems to me that it takes much more energy and time and obviously money to be competitive than it does to simply be yourself and love. When you love, you inspire the people around you to love, and you join in that energy of love that is already there. And so when people live in this love energy, they cooperate. They become creative because it's okay to be creative.
But you brought up an important word. You brought up the word competition. And competition and materialism has been something that has gotten out of hand, where people want more. And they really have, and they were born with everything they need for their life plan and their destiny to unfold beautifully. So I advocate, in my new book, The Living Spirit, cooperation as a way to teach our children. Yes, self-competition to improve yourself is a good thing, but competition has been out of hand, and it's part of the reason that there are so many ugly situations happening in the world now. We must come together in a form and sense of cooperation. Now, I know you advocate meditation. Can you tell us something about transmission meditation? Because that's a new term for this show. I have discussed transcendental meditation with other guests, but you use another term, and I like it very much. So could you tell us something about transmission meditation?
Transmission meditation is a new age meditation. It is a group meditation. It is a way for people who wish to serve the world through meditation to get together. They sit on a regular basis. They say something called the Great Invocation, which Maitreya gave out in 1941, in June of 1941. when he came, well, he announced that he was coming himself this time. And the energies from Maitreya and one or two of these masters comes through the chakra system of each of the members of the group and then is sent out into the world. These are energies that enable cooperation. They are the energies of love. They create synthesis. They are the Aquarian energies that are bringing all people together in groups. And so these energies are the basic foundational transitional energies that are in many ways creating some of the troubles in the world, because they bring people together. In the last age of Pisces, we had energies that developed individualism and idealism in humanity. That was very good, but when you have a lot of individuals with their own ideals and a sense of competition, you have what we have now. It's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
In this new age of Aquarius, which is the age in which we will develop brotherhood, and the foundational principle is right human relationships, people will naturally correct their relationships with all other peoples individually, state level, and internationally. And in this way, we will understand the real manifestation of the fact that we are one humanity, brothers and sisters of one humanity. In transmission meditation, you come together, you transmit these energies out into the world, and this helps people in the world absorb these energies and make better decisions for peace based on cooperation.
Yes, Betsy, I have been running a healing circle for the last 15 years as a Reiki master teacher, and doing exactly what you have said, raising the level of everyone in the group and channeling these energies so we all go out into the world happier, more developed individuals and people. But I didn't know that word. I was not using transmission meditation as part of my thinking or describing it that way to others. But it is all connecting to the high universal energy and love for the evolution of humanity, our planet, and the universe beyond here. I want to thank you, Betsy Whitfield, for joining us on Healing From Within today and sharing your dream or hopes for working together cooperatively in communities that embrace justice, freedom, and the Age of Aquarius, which we have entered into, as you just described, and which predicts that the next 2,000 years will be a spiritual evolution for humanity where we will be able to access the divine energy and connection to Source, or the beginning of life, as it is known, in a physical world more intimately connected to spirit. For more information on Betsy Whitfield, please go to shareinternational.org. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, it becomes clearer to me as host of Healing From Within that it is not so much as looking for or waiting for one supreme leader or human being to guide us into an age of higher thinking and love for each other and our beautiful world, but the need for each of us to awaken to that divine connection to the universal spirit or the divine and creator of all life, and to reach within to our memories and our connection to that original spiritual energetic life force. And in doing so, we foster a greater connection to each other for living according to ancient wisdom. And we also increase the modern search for oneness, which has always wished us to go forward, evolve, and seek the universal values. And I use the word values of spirit, which may not be the same as the values in a material world, and to be grateful for opportunities to experience this physical world, but to never forget our eternal source of life. This is the answer to the past, present, and future hope for all humanity. It does not matter the name or religion that you follow, but that you accept and know and value each person as a representation of the original creator of life, which one may call God, universal source, or by whatever name you are comfortable with. Open your hearts and be flexible and accepting of all belief systems as long as they lead you to the goodness and beauty in your heart and soul. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, read my newest book, The Living Spirit, where you may find my view of energy medicine, true healing, or infinite life. Allow my stories to infuse you with an infinite look at your greatest possibilities for your best life. Also, go to WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you for listening.